Hey guys, it's Jordan the Cheap Geek with the Cheap Geek Daily Tech News for Tuesday, August 25th. I've got more Apple news for you today. The lonely white plastic MacBook that's been dropping to the bottom of the price point and kind of fading out of people's memory, a lot of people thought it was just going to sit down there and eventually be removed from the product catalog. Right now it's at $999 and it offers some pretty good features for the price point. And news came out today from Apple Insider that Apple is actually planning on updating it and redesigning this white plastic MacBook as a entry-level Mac. I know a lot of people harp on Apple for not having a netbook, and I think this really is the entry-level Mac computer. If they can get that price down to, you know, $800, I think you get a really viable computer when you're comparing it to a $300 and $400 netbook. You can get so much more power and features out of this plastic MacBook. So if you're in the market for a new affordable Mac, keep following that one. Now, I love Google Maps. I don't know about you guys, but Google came out with a really, really cool feature today, or announced it at least, on traffic. Now, if you've used Google Maps on your iPhone, the web interface, your Palm Pre, your G1, you know you can show traffic data. This works for major roads in major metropolitan areas. Now, where I live, Google doesn't have traffic data, which is very unfortunate. So I can't get any traffic information at all for where I live. But now, Google is doing selective crowdsourcing. And essentially what they're going to do is they're going to pull speed and GPS data from your phone. Now, this is only going to happen if you've already opted in to location services. And it's going to be completely anonymous. They're not going to tie your location to your Google account or your phone. They're just going to pull random data. And through that, they're going to be able to amass traffic data on every road, essentially, that someone's driving on. Now, this is a great feature. I'm really excited about it. Unfortunately, though, it's not coming to the iPhone. We don't know if this is because Google and Apple are having a little tough time recently, or if they're just not releasing it yet, or if it's going to come out with the next revision of the iPhone operating system. But if you use another device and you drive a lot, you're going to love this new traffic information. And the big story for today is Sony. Sony announced a couple of ebook readers, two of them, in fact, earlier this year. But today they announced a new one with a very interesting feature. And this is constant 3G cellular connection. Now, the Kindle has had this through Sprint's WhisperNet service for a long time, since its release, actually. But the Sony one is going to be using AT&T's 3G network. There's not going to be a built-in web browser, so it's not quite as cool as the Kindle. And unfortunately, it's $100 more at $399. Now, it's got a 7-inch touchscreen, which is very interesting. The Kindle lacks that touchscreen feature. You have to do all the navigation with a D-pad and buttons. But Sony's big catch here is libraries. They are pulling information from thousands of public libraries, as well as overdrive.com, and be able to basically check out these library books via the 3G connection on your device. Now, the launch date in December, it's going to be $399, and the 3G service is included for free. So there's no subscription cost or anything like that. So, you know, the verdict's still out if this will be the first competitor to the Kindle or if it will just fall by the wayside like all the other ebook readers. That's all the news I've got for you today. Be sure to check in tomorrow for what's happening in technology today.